This interview forms part of the Shep Life podcast by 1FM Shepparton. You can hear Shep Life live on 1FM 98.5 on Fridays 9am to 12pm. The host is Terry Cowley. Technical assistance by Adam Watkins and Josh Revens.
We're joined in the studio now by Kay Thompson, the Director of Community at Greater Shepparton City Council. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Terry.
And she's here to give us a bit of an update on the new Shepparton Art Museum. Now, it looks like work is progressing well down there, Kay.
It is. We've actually got a lot of work going on down there. You can't actually see a lot of it behind the fence, but all of the site work is complete and all of the piles have been driven. We are now ready to do the concrete cappings on the piles, and then you'll be starting to see the concrete first layer.
So piles are essentially part of the foundations,
they
is that right?
Yes, and they are what makes the structure secure. So, yeah, some of them are down as far as 14 metres, so which is pretty normal for this part of the country.
And I believe there's 46 of them.
There's 46 piles, yes, so it's well connected to the earth.
Well, that is a good thing. And then slab pouring later this month, is that right?
Yes, yeah, they're nearly ready for it now, so we will see the first slab poured either mid to late July.
Now you're talking to someone who doesn't know much about engineering and these sorts of things.
Yeah, me too.
So essentially the whole building will be on a huge concrete slab?
It will be, yes.
Okay, so that'll be a lot of concrete then.
There's already a lot of concrete trucks going in and out of there, so yes, there's going to be a lot of concrete.
So the site's been fully enclosed for a while. The toilets and the barbecue shelter have gone now.
Yes.
Caravan office has been relocated. So not too much disruption though for people using the lake?
No, there's still one barbecue shelter in place, and there are signs there just encouraging people to walk around to the there's two other toilets around the lake, so there are other toilets available to anyone who needs them when they're at the lake. So it is a short-term disruption to not having toilets in that space, but they will be there at the end of next year.
Okay, so the construction program is on schedule?
Yes, we are.
How about the financial side? I know there must be a lot of fundraising going on in the background.
Well, SAM Foundation is a separate entity to council, but they are working well with council. So, yes, they gave council a report a couple of weeks ago. So for the actual build, they have committed $7 million for us, and they are well over $6 million now. They're around $6.2. So they're confident that they'll get to the $7 million that they've committed for the construction this year, and then they're going to be continuing because SAM Foundation is not just an entity that is going to be raising money for the new building. They are committed to raising funds for SAM forever, so that's their job. But they're raising another $5 million for trust, and that will be going into a bank account and raising interest. So that's to assist with the operational costs of the new SAM. So they're not just raising money for the construction component, they are raising money for the operational costs as well.
$7 million is a lot of money. Where are they getting that money from?
Well, they do have a lot of big philanthropic organisations that they've been talking to, and so there's a lot of people out there that are keen to to donate money to this building. So they need to have that conversation with you, because we don't actually get too involved in where they're getting who they are speaking to, because it's when you're raising money of this nature, it's something that is a very personal process to donate money, large amounts of money. So we leave it to the SAM Foundation to speak about who they are and if they want to be publicly recognised or not. So we leave that to the SAM Foundation, but we have been reassured by them that they are well on their way to the $7 million, which is what we need to know.
So the other funding is coming from the state government, the federal government, and of course council. Yes. And that's all in order?
Yes, yes. From the state government, we have $10 million. So we've just completed our third milestone with them. So we already have $4 million with council from the state government. The federal government have committed $15 million, and we are completing our first milestone report with them now. So that's just the process that we undertake when you do have funding agreements with the state and federal government. You meet your milestones and you get payments based on your milestones.
How about the design work? I mean, obviously there was a competition held for the design, but is the design work progressing as well?
Oh, it's complete.
Okay.
Yeah, so Denton Hawker Marshall is our architects. So final design was complete when we did final costings. So like every building, there will be little tweaks, and they will probably occur during the fit out. So once the concrete constructions are complete and the metal facades are on and we're moving into the building, there might be minor design changes based on what works better for those that are coming into the building. So the visitor centre team, they'll be coming in and they might want some minor design changes when they move in. Same with Kayila Arts. They might come in and say, well, we would prefer a minor change here. But on the whole, the design is complete.
So you've mentioned Kayila Arts and you've mentioned the Visitors Centre. Along with, what makes up the SAM at the moment, are there any other components that there's a cafe at the top, is that right?
So we have also engaged the SAM Limited board. So this building is going to be managed by a company limited by guarantee. So that's the SAM Limited board. So they are in place. They are meeting monthly. So they will be managing the building, and they will have a lease agreement with council, and they will have a funding agreement with council. But and essentially, SAM Limited will be running the building. So they will have subleases with Kayila Arts, and the visitor centre will continue to work and be part of council, but there will be an agreement for them to use part of that building. So the next component is the other leases, which will be the catering leases. So somebody will be running the cafe, and that company may also run the upstairs entertainment area on the top floor. But all of those subleases are also getting started. So we'll start to hear more about them in the coming months.
No, no, one of the marketing, catchphrases that has been bandied about is about, it's not more than an art gallery. Is that an important message for the community to hear?
Very much so. You know, the cafe that's going to be sitting on top of the art hill has seating capacity of 150 people. So that's a lot of people coming there for breakfast or for lunch on a beautiful day, even a beautiful winter's day like today. So it's going to be a space that's a very social space. So you can come and have lunch there and not even go in to the art museum, but you will find that you will come and have lunch there, and you will go into the art museum, you will go into Kayila Arts, you will go into the visitor centre or to the SAM shop, and you'll just find that you will find more, a lot of things there that are just not about art.
So is it also going to be a bar? Like, is it something that would be open at night, do you think?
Oh, yes. So this is all up to SAM Limited. But the upstairs, the top floor, has a beautiful veranda area that overlooks the lake, and there will be a bar up there. So it's around the 150 seats as well. So it will be for 21st, 60th birthdays, small weddings. It will be a fantastic space, but it will also be for exhibitions. It will be for gala dinners, but you'll be able to sit out on that veranda overlooking the lake. I certainly can see myself having a glass of champagne up there when the building is finished.
Happy to join you, Kay. Yep, okay. Hamish?
I'd just like to know, with the Shep Arts Museum, if for those that want to pursue a career in visual arts, will Shep Arts Museum have work experience there to help people with visual arts?
Yeah, well, we do now. That's so anyone who wants to be involved in visual arts can come and talk to the SAM team now. So we have quite a few year 11 and 12 students come through SAM. We also have a really good idea that we call the Scholars Program. So we have a lot of year 11 and 12 students that are going through doing any sort of art that are coming in through SAM on a regular basis and actually talking to working artists now. So, all that's That's all very possible. We also have an artist in residence little space in the new building, so people will be able to stay there. So, and do their studies. So, lots of opportunities for up and coming local artists.
So, speaking about artworks, Kay, obviously, there's the SAM collection that exists now, and that will be relocated, and a certain amount will be displayed. And you've got the Carrillo Gantner, I hope I'm saying his name correctly, a lot of Indigenous art that is going to be gifted and will also be displayed. Is there going to be new artworks commissioned specifically for the new SAM?
Not that I know of at the moment, Terry.
I suppose it's more of a curatorial question.
It will be, yes. Yes, you're taking me out of my comfort zone. all of the existing art will be transferred to SAM. The new building's going to have a lot more storage space. So at the moment, we don't have enough storage space for our art, and a lot of our art is stored off-site. So all of that will be coming back into the building. We're going through a program at the moment called the digitisation of our collection, so that we know exactly what each of our pieces are. We had them digitally recognised and catalogued, so that we know exactly what we have and what we don't have. So all of that art will go to the new building. With council, we're also going to have a custodian agreement. So all of the art that belongs to the people of Greater Shepparton that is in SAM now will be forming part of the custodian agreement. So SAM Limited will be looking after that art as part of that agreement, so that everyone can feel safe that the art that, you know, that Greater Shepparton people have been involved in over the years will always be held and protected through the custodian agreement. So there will be lots of new artworks. You know, we are acquiring artworks on a regular basis. Carrillo's collection is coming in dribs and drabs. I've just seen three or four more that are coming in through the acquisitions process now. So he has started gifting that collection to us and has been now for 4 years. So we've been getting some of his artworks over the last 4 years that have coming into the collection. Actually, there's a lovely one on the wall just coming into SAM at the moment with two Indigenous football players. It's got a great story. It's a Julie Dowling artwork, and it's got a great story about the history of Indigenous football and how they've been great sports people, and it's been all about mateship and fitting in because they play great football. So it's a great piece of work if anyone wants to go in and see that one.
Okay. At the moment, there is a nice public space where the East Bank Cafe is located, and that's often used for public exhibitions, school exhibitions, amateur exhibitions. Will there be a space for those sorts of exhibitions in the new SAM?
Yes. Well, there's the art wall as well, which is the drawing wall. So there will be a drawing wall in the new building. It will be upstairs on the fifth level. But there's also going to be a community gallery in the new art gallery. So there's going to be more space for community art. So, but we're also thinking that we will keep the space in East Bank so that community exhibitions can be held there as well. So I think there's going to be more opportunity to display community art.
What is the current space used by SAM going to be used for when it is relocated?
Right. We're in at a level now where we're looking at a master plan for the East Bank space. So we've been working with a company over the last couple of months to look at what the possibilities are for that space. So stage one of that master plan is what to do with the current SAM building. So there's quite a few ideas flowing around now. We've done a lot of community consultation. We've had a couple of night sessions where we've invited the public in to give their ideas about what it could be used for. So now this company is starting to put those ideas into place. So the master plan process will be taken to council in the next coming months.
Interesting.
So, yeah, there's lots of ideas, but it certainly won't sit idle. Hopefully by the end of next year we are well ready to use that space productively.
So just to recap on the new SAM, it's essentially going to take the rest of this year and next year to be built?
Yes, we hope to have it built October, November 2020.
Mm-hmm. So when is it likely to open?
Well, we've been talking about that in recent weeks. we were hoping that we would open it around November, December next year. But we have had some discussions about any delays in building construction may push that out a little bit. So this is probably my first experience building something this big. So, you know, we do have to understand that there could be delays. Delays always frustrate me personally, but I know
it could
that
be anything like weather or we just don't know.
Life, yep. You know, so yep. We're hoping that it will be officially opened at the end of next year. But if there are delays, then we just have to have a rethink about what's best. And how we open it. But there are two working groups working on the opening exhibition, what we're going to exhibit as part of our launch. But there's another group working on an opening event. So we're looking at not just having a cut the ribbon type event. We're looking at maybe a 3-day or a 5-day festival on that space.
Something that all members of the community can be involved in.
Very much so. Yeah. So, you know, we're also looking at what the opening exhibition in the children's gallery, because the new space has a children's gallery. So something that's very attractive to young families that they can come in and interact with and then, you know, go out and participate in the events that are held on the Art Hill and around the lake. So we're very lucky to have such a beautiful space to activate.
Great. That's a pretty comprehensive update, and I hope you will come back and see us again as the project progresses, Kay.
Happy to. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you very much.
This interview forms part of the Shep Life podcast by 1FM Shepparton. You can hear Shep Life live on 1FM 98.5 on Fridays 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The host is Terry Cowley. Technical assistance by Adam Watkins and Josh Revins.